Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, and that's GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong. In this week's program, we're going to talk about what may be the first agricultural app produced for the Apple Watch, at least to my knowledge as of producing this program. This is being produced by AgWorld, and to learn more about it and what it accomplishes for a farmer in the field, I spoke with Zach Sheely. Zach is going to tell us all about this company and the applications and software platform that they have, but we also are going to focus specifically on what they're trying to accomplish with an app built for the watch. Ought to be interesting.
Zach, first of all, tell me about your company and what you do.
So AgWorld is a information management platform for farmers and consultants, and we also work with ag retail groups, a lot of co-ops here in the U.S. We were founded in 2008 and by Matt Powell and Doug Fitch, who are out of Perth, Western Australia. And they launched in 2009, the end of 2009, and now have the lion's share of the Australian market using AgWorld. So I met Matt in 2012 at the National Alliance of Independent Crop Consultants meeting, where I was doing another program that I was using for our personal farm and talking about information management as, you know, when apps were still really new in farming and what you could use them for and what benefit they would be. So I was with my own company then, and then started to work with Matt in 2012. So we did some beta testing through 12, soft launch in 13, and did a full production launch last year, and have grown a lot in California and the Pacific Northwest. We've done really well, and also Colorado and kind of around the Rockies area there, and then scattered throughout the rest of the U.S. And we've gotten a lot of adoption in corn and soy and in we're in Nebraska right now, so we're in Nebraska, and then some of the bordering states, and then also Indiana and Ohio. We've done a fair amount with some co-ops there and some farmers in those areas. So, we work with both. We focus on both the farmer and the consultant simultaneously, and how they collaborate and they can share and keep better records together than they could if they were trying to keep their own crop record by themselves. So we really work on the workflow aspects, the in-field tools, and that's where the Apple Watch will come in with those in-field tools. And then, just the needs of both the consultant and the grower directly. So when they're working, growers have their own needs and consultants have their own needs, but there's a lot of overlap. So we really focus on making that communication work.
So your product, is this something that includes, besides the cloud collaboration ability, do you have your own management software that is included or can be included, or does this work with third-party software applications as well?
Both. We work with a few. We have some collaborations with different providers, and we're working with some new ones now, getting those going here in Nebraska with irrigation and monitoring and telemetry and modeling, but then some precision as well. We're working with a third party on precision tools and features that'll be coming into our platform.
Well, describe some of the features that you have in your product that you offer to the farmers, like the crop planning and budgeting and others.
Yeah, so the crop planning, so I come from the grower side of things personally, and my family, we farm south of Fresno in California, and we do permanent and rotational crops, and I never come across like a really good planning tool that you'd actually want to use. I mean, yeah, we did line-by-line budgets and things like that, but the planning didn't fit into my workflow. It didn't have anything to do with my day-to-day activities, and that's where AgWorld really excels is, yeah, creating a plan and a budget in the preseason if you want to, but that budget and plan, it actually helps you with job lists, workflow, and kind of just your finances through the rest of the season. So it's really, really handy from that perspective. It's the only one that I've come across that's like really easy to use. You can copy things from one field, drag and drop them on the other. You can have shared templates and drag and drop those on your. So it's essentially you have this side tab, and you just pick the one you want, click on the field, and it applies it, or the multiple fields that you want to apply that template to. So it's really handy. What you get out of that is a job list. You get a really nice budget. You get a several different types of budgets. So one, if you want to give it to your lender or something like that, it's really focused on finances. Another one that's really focused on the agronomic aspects of that plan, whether that's, you know, units of N that you're planning on applying, the varieties and hybrids and seeds that you're looking at, your cultural practices, as well as your, you know, your nutrition and your crop protection. It's really a broad plan, but has, you know, it starts your workflow piece too. So when you're out in the field, all you have to do is say, "Yep, I'm doing that now." Click it, and it's done, and everybody knows that, hey, that's been done, or we're not going to do that, or we did part of it based on weather. So it brings the office and the field, it really improves that communication, and then also that communication with the consultant. So usually a grower will work with their agronomist to kind of come up with some of these plans, and they can both track how that's going through the season.
We were just talking here in our office about some of the farmers that we know that are farming here in the United States, but they may also be in South America, like in Brazil. And again, you know, your platform and features probably has a real good application to those types of situations, allowing them to communicate back and forth and share information.
Yeah, it works really well from that perspective because we're a global platform. We work with both, you know, metric and, I guess, imperial old-fashioned units, so here in the U.S. So, you know, we if you want to translate one thing to another, it's just a calculation that occurs in the background. So somebody who prefers to view things in metric, either for, we also work with research companies and suppliers that are producing seed and things. So, you know, some of them will prefer to view things in metric, and, you know, the grower is going to want to see things in bushels and tons and, you know, pounds and everything else, so fluid ounces.
Well, I'm assuming things have gone great with the iPad app, which leads us into what really caught my attention, the fact that you may be, at least the first I know, the first ag company here developing and about to have available for those who have one, the Apple Watch. And, you know, that's going to work with your iOS device, like your iPhone, for example, for people who don't know. But tell us a little bit about this project. And I know you're going to be at the Info Ag Conference, which we will be too.
The idea is with every application that we do, it is built for the field from the ground up. It's, you know, I think our applications are really what set us apart in the market. We are really easy to use. They're intuitive. They work offline, so our apps work without an internet connection, which is really, really useful when you're in the field. And even if you have an internet connection, latency can be, you know, an enemy just as much as lack of internet. So that just makes it really fast, and if it's not faster than paper and better than paper, then people, you know, they're just not going to use it. So that's where we've really focused a lot of time and energy on our apps. The Apple Watch is really an extension of that, and it gives us an opportunity to bring some really simple, useful things to the user while you're just walking in the field, or just an alert that you'd want to know right away, just on your wrist. So we're really excited about that. I think it's going to give us a chance to shine where we've really put the relevant information in front of the user, the stuff that they want to see. So that the Apple Watch is going to be a real delicate balance of getting the right things there, but nothing more. So it's going to be a real lean application, so that it's not trying to do too much on the watch, but just the right thing, so that it adds value. And we know that it's not going to be something that's going to be used by every farmer right away, but we think it's a really good opportunity to get into the wearables market and how, you know, I think that it's going to be a convenient way for growers and consultants and scouts and others that are going to be in the field just to access digital information, record things. So I don't have one personally yet, but I've gotten to I have some friends that do, and the Siri aspect seems to work really well on those as well. So I'm just really anxious to get our first iteration out there and get some users with it, and then refine it as we go, because I think there's just going to be a lot to there's a lot that no one really knows on the Apple Watch, I feel like, and we'll, once we get some statistics on what works best, it's going to be really fun. So.
Oh yeah, I mean I was in the Glass Explorers program with Google, and you know, it's a product that was in beta. I don't know really honestly where that's going yet now at this point, but since they suspended that program, but you could see a lot of potential with a wearable device like that. This seems to be a little less intrusive, you know. This seems to be a little less intrusive since it's on your wrist instead of your face, but maybe that'll make some differences too. I don't know. But my I'm waiting on mine too. It is on order. So the application you're developing for the watch, where are you in the process for that, in having that become available for, you know, maybe you don't want to call it a beta tester, but I mean your first users.
It's all scoped, and they've already started some of the development process with our, because we have a team of iOS developers that they focus on, you know, the iOS environment. So they're already on top of it, but we won't release anything until we get some good testing underneath it, and then, you know, I think our main goal is to get some good beta testers out there too, so we get the right things in the application. So it's not we're not announcing a launch date yet for when it's going to be live in the App Store, but we definitely have started the process. So
great. Well, I think that's exciting, and you know, along with everything else that you're doing and how that has been growing, obviously you're seeing a lot of success. You know, we just saw the announcement here of almost miraculous amount of corn being planted in a short period of time, and it's, you know, some of this precision technology is what's making that happen, you know, when they had their window of opportunity weather-wise. So I only see that we've kind of hit the tip of the iceberg here, and as a gadget lover and an ag nerd, you know, this really does catch my attention. So we'll let people know about it.
Yeah, we're really excited about it, and it's another app that we get to bring to the market, and we've really, yeah, it's been one of our highest adoption points. I think it's gotten us to get young people new in the career, to people that are well established and you know, maybe looking to retire in the next 5-10 years, all of them using the same system, which and the only way we've been able to do that is with the apps. So I think it's another another extension. It's a logical extension for us from what we've already done. And I think it can add some serious value on just the, you know, getting you those notifications when you want them, when you need them, even in a more convenient way than your phone or your iPad. So I think the workhorse will still be the iPad for us, but more and more people are using their iPhones, and some of our users are getting the larger iPhones and doing pretty well with them.
I just saw a story pop up in a news feed that I have that the 6 Plus for the iPhone is now the number one phablet seller, I guess, in the U.S.
Huh.
So it says a lot right there. Well, thank you very much, Zach. I really enjoyed getting to speak with you. Hope maybe to meet you in St. Louis here in the near future at the conference you'll be exhibiting at, and whoever else might be there.
Yeah, I'll look forward to it. I think Doug and Matt are planning on both being there. I know Matt will be there, so he's based out of the U.S. now, but I think Doug's going to be over here, and we should have one other person as well.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, look forward to meeting you.
Well, good luck with your travels. It sounds like you're doing the same thing that we do, and that's we're out and about pretty much every week somewhere, it seems like. So.
Yeah, you got to have boots on the ground. You got to make sure that people are able to use your product and get introduced to it in a way that works for them. It's lucky for me it's raining right now, so no one will be distracted.
Yeah, a lot easier to meet some of those people you're talking about when they can't go out in the field. So, well, good luck with it all, and really appreciate your time. We'll let people know about it, and I'm sure that we'll get updates as you get closer to a launch announcement, for example.
Yeah, and I really appreciate the time for giving me the call. And then if you have any other questions, and feel free to email me or give me a call back, and be happy to answer those. So.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Well, I can't wait to get my Apple Watch, and you can believe that the Ag Nerd will be writing about it on Ag Wired when that happens. Maybe I can be a beta tester for Ag World once I get my watch. And that's the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.